points for Sandusky. Hyrum Beach taking their time. James Schalke, top of the key. Being guarded by Cody Hoig from a distance over to Ryan Seaman, right wing. Trying to feed him to Smolinski, nothing there. Now Seaman starts his dribble. He has a count on him. Back out to Mason Yon at midcourt. 4:40 left in the first quarter. 7-2. Hyrum Beach by 5. Grant Hansen, left elbow to Yon into the corner to Ryan Seaman. Seaman against Wenzel. Gets it to James Schalke between the high and low post. Turns and shoots. Jump shot inside the lane. No good. Rebound Josh Sauer. Here comes Sandusky. 4:20 left in the first quarter. 7-2 still. Campbell pulls up from the right elbow. This one's off the mark. Rebound, though. Offensive board for Trenton Lee. Turns, shoots. This one's no good. Another offensive board for Lee. And Sandusky still on offense. Those are the first two offensive boards on the night. Sandusky has 6 rebounds. Hyrum Beach has 8, except they have 5 offensive boards. Over to the left wing to Cody Hoig. Back up to Trenton Lee. Feeds it into Sauer against Smolinski. Turns. This one rolls in. Gets the home court advantage. And Josh Sauer has 2 points. Sandusky has 4. Hyrum Beach has 7. 3:45 left in the first quarter. Seaman dives into lane, and this one's stripped away by Josh Sauer. That's the first turnover for Hyrum Beach tonight. On the right wing, Cody Hoig gives it back to Wenzel. Resets the offense. Now Ryan Campbell has it against Grant Hansen. Dribbles down the left side of the lane, and we have a whistle before the shot, and this will be a foul against Grant Hansen of Hyrum Beach. That's his first and the team's first. So Sandusky will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Substitution for the Redskins, Jared Bender replaces Joe Wenzel. 6-foot senior guard, Jared Bender.
Usually Jared Bender will go ahead and come in around the 3-minute mark. He's a little late this time because there was no stoppage in action. But he is a quarterback on the floor.
Ryan Campbell feeds it in to Josh Sauer. Way too easy on the right block, in for 2 points. And it's suddenly a 1-point ball game. Sandusky on a 6-0 run. 7-6 down to Smolinski, right block. This one's blocked by Sauer. And we're going Sandusky's way. Trying to take this lead for the first time tonight. Bender down the baseline, kicks it out to Sauer, the right elbow, top of the key to Campbell against Hansen. Starts his dribble down the right side of the lane. Finger rolls up, way off the mark. Sauer puts up at the glass, in for 2. And we have our first lead change of the night with 2:55 left in the first quarter. It's 8-7, Sandusky on an 8-0 run at the moment. James Schalke.
It's safe to say that Sandusky has now weathered the storm.
Schalke at the top of the key over to Mason Yon, right wing, being guarded closely by Campbell. Back up to Grant Hansen, to the left wing to Ryan Seaman, feeds in to Smolinski against Sauer. Turns back out to Schalke and back to Smolinski. Into the corner, Mason Yon going down the baseline. Nothing there, goes all the way to the other corner to Ryan Seaman. Seaman starts his dribble in. The floater is up, and this is in for 2 points. And Seaman has 5. Hyrum Beach has the lead back. 9-8. Bender spins into the lane, puts it up off the glass. No rebound, though. Sandusky's Trenton Lee. He is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. Foul goes against James Schalke. That's his first. Hyrum Beach's second. 1-point ball game. Hyrum Beach 9, Sandusky 8. We've had 2 lead changes. Hyrum Beach came out and was leading by 7 points, 7-0. And then Sandusky responds with 8 straight points. And they tie it up there with a Trenton Lee free throw at 9 apiece. 2:13 left in the first.
If Ryan Seaman can't get open the 3-point land, he has adjusted his game and he's taken that ball inside. That is a nice move out of the senior.
Jack Sheridan replaces Cody Hoig out there for Sandusky. And for Hyrum Beach, number 34, Parker Yon replaces the big man, Evan Smolinski. Second free throw is good for Trenton Lee, and Sandusky is retaking the lead 10-9. Schalke at the left elbow gap, back out to Mason Yon, to Grant Hansen. Thought about taking the 3, does not. Gives it back to Schalke. Spins inside the lane, down to Grant Hansen, left block. Nothing there. Mason Yon, right wing. Now he starts his dribble inside the lane. Gets a little trip dump, back out to Schalke. Schalke, 2 dribbles to Hansen in the corner. Parker Yon flashes to the low post. Mason Yon at the right wing, gets a screen from both sides, goes up, and it's off his foot right into the hands of James Schalke. 1:45 left in the first quarter. Sandusky 10, Hyrum Beach 9. James Schalke, right elbow, picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. Back out to Grant Hansen. Hyrum Beach doing their best milk the clock situation impression so far. Schalke slows things down even more at the top of the key. 1:25 left in the first. 10-9 Sandusky. Schalke inside the lane. Spins twice, nothing there. Has to get out of the lane before 3 seconds. Has to. Ryan Seaman in the corner. Starts his dribble. Inside, goes up for the layup. He is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots, drawing the foul. Ryan Seaman has already 5 points. He has not attempted a free throw tonight. Foul goes against number 52, Josh Sauer, the big man. his first, Sandusky's third. At the free throw line, Ryan Seaman shooting two. In that first game against Sandusky, Seaman hit six straight free throws in the fourth quarter to put the game away, and he missed that first one. He was a perfect 9 for 9 from the free throw line in that ball game for 13 points.
That's one of those rare misses by Ryan.
So it's still Sandusky 10, Harbor Beach 9, 1:14 left in the first quarter. The second free throw a little bit too long, and rebound comes out to Trenton Lee. Sandusky retains the lead in transition. We have a foul as Jack Sheridan went up for the free throw and Ryan Seaman tripped him up. Looked like he lost his footing a little bit. Regardless, though, they're going to say it's on the floor. That will be Ryan Seaman's first, Harbor Beach's third team foul. Inbounding, that would be Ryan Campbell to Trenton Lee at the right wing. Spins in, kicks it back out to Jared Bender. Bender against Mason Yon, 1 minute left in the first quarter. 10-9, Sandusky by 1 point. Campbell, right corner, feeds into Sauer, but there's Parker Yon to scoop it up. Third turnover for the Redskins. James Shelkey in transition, inside the lane, jump shot, pulls up, off the glass, in for 2 points. Shelkey has four, Harbor Beach has the lead again. Fourth lead change, one tie so far tonight. 40 seconds left in the first quarter, Harbor Beach 11, Sandusky 10. Top of the key, Jack Sheridan against Ryan Seaman. Pivoting, now inside the lane, goes up, kicks it over to the opposite block to Ryan Campbell, Trenton Lee. He can't hang on to it, goes out of bounds. That'll be Sandusky's fourth turnover.
This is quite a chess match so far, Clark. Both coaches know exactly what each other's trying to do, and they're doing their best to go ahead and take it away from them.
Shelkey taking his time up the court, 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach 11, Sandusky 10. Shelkey, no one by him by about 20 feet. High posts, that would be Parker Yon and Grant Hansen. Either going to go for a double screen. And now Shelkey over to the left wing. Up comes Ryan Seaman. 5 seconds left, and it's stripped away. Here comes Jared Bender. In the layup, the finger roll's no good. Off the front of the iron. And the score remains Harbor Beach 11, Sandusky 10 after the first 8 minutes right here on the WNW Sports Network.
For Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring is celebrating President's Day now through the end of the month with great special offers on brand new 2018 Chevrolet vehicles.
Hi, this is Derek Holland. I have a 2018 Silverado 3500 Crew Cab Duramax Diesel with leather seats, Bose radio, remote start, and assist steps. You can lease this truck for $585 a month. Come see me, Derek Holland, at Moore Shoreline today, and let's make a deal.
Hi, this is Rod Teese. I have a 2018 Silverado 1500 custom four-wheel drive crew cab. This has the custom value package, trailering equipment, auto-locking rear differential, OnStar, also remote keyless entry. You can lease it for zero down, $299 a month, 36 months, 10,000 miles a year.
Offers based on 10,000 miles per year lease with all taxes and fees due at signing. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit moreshoreline.com.
You're listening to the WNW Sports Network's presentation of high school basketball in the state of Michigan here in the Thumb Dome in Sandusky. Harbor Beach leads Sandusky by 1 point, 11-10, entering the second quarter. James Shelkey and the Pirates have the ball to start. Ryan Seaman in the corner goes down the baseline, goes up, and this one's blocked by Josh Sauer, and it's going to be off of Ryan Seaman. Sandusky ball 90 feet from their own hoop.
You know, we might need a photo finish camera when this is all said and done because Harbor Beach shot 29% that first quarter to 30% for Sandusky.
Oh, boy. At the right wing, Cody Hoig feeds it into Josh Sauer, wide open, in for 2 points. He has 8. And Sandusky has the lead again, 12-11. That'd be our fifth lead change of the night. Mason Yon to Grant Hansen. James Shelkey spins inside the lane, pulls up jump shot. This one's no good. Rebound, Josh Sauer. And Sandusky starting to swing the momentum. That's their ninth rebound of the night. Extend. They tried to force it down into the low post to Jack Sheridan. This one's out of bounds, and that'll be the fifth turnover for Sandusky. Out there for Harbor Beach right now, we have James Shelkey, Ryan Seaman, Mason Yon, Parker Yon, and Grant Hansen. For the Redskins, we have Jack Sheridan, Jared Bender, that does appear to be, Josh Sauer,